Meanwhile, a bigger story on a local front and a tragic one was the shooting at that Rochester Splash Park, which is just crazy. You go to a park to play in the water in a neighborhood that is considered safe, and a guy pulls up, gets out of his car, and for no apparent reason just starts firing and shooting. And then when he's done, just gets in his car and goes, holes up in a place and kills himself. It's the worst kind of scary tragedy that people who think they live in safe neighborhoods worry about the most. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard on the line with us right now. Sheriff, what can you tell us the latest about this suspect, any possible motive for what happened, the firearms, et cetera?
Yeah, so you're right. The most terrible scenario, hard to wrap your head around. At this point, we don't have any leads on any motive. That's what we're working diligently on. We seized multiple devices from his home that we recovered, cell phone, iPad, Mac Pro, multiple computer towers, hard drives, thumb drives. We've gotten into the phone. We found nothing so far that leads us any kind of indicators of what his motive was, why he went off, why he went there. He doesn't live in the community. There's no connection that we can find whatsoever to the victims. It appears completely random. All I can say is that it's a work in progress.
Yeah. 11 firearms reportedly being found in the home of Michael William Nash. Is that correct?
Yes. So, you know, first thing I'm going to say, I'm super proud of our people, all of our partners, Shelby Township, Troy. One of my sergeants was actually listening to a newer technology that we have called Live 911, heard the call come into our central dispatch and went on his own before the call was even dispatched, got there in a super short period of time and began to render aid and start to get information out. What we learned on the scene was a weapon was recovered, and we quickly ran that weapon and determined an address and went to that address with Shelby Township, and we managed to catch him in the house and contain him. I'm not sure, but the kind of intuition I have is that he may have had other things in mind. He had a rifle on the kitchen table. There are obviously a lot of weapons we've recovered in the home. I don't know if he planned to go back out and look for a second location or if he wanted to engage us in a gun battle, but I think because he was contained and a hard perimeter was set so quickly, he didn't get to do whatever may have been next on the list.
So out of that home, so of course, he did what all these cowards do, and he killed himself. Was there any engagement with him before that happened?
There was a little bit, I wouldn't call it a conversation, once they got to the house and saw a vehicle that matched the description of a suspect vehicle. We didn't have a plate, but we had a description, and that was in the driveway. There was some through the wall, if you will. I know you're there, and I'm not going to cooperate kind of conversation, but that was about it. And we set a perimeter, and obviously we breached later on, once we had search warrants and all those things, and found him deceased, took 11 weapons out of the home.
42 years of age, lives in Shelby Township. I heard a report that he was living with his mother. I'm also reading things that you're saying that family members said that he would walk around his home with a gun, telling them, like, we're being watched, shut off your phones, you know, sort of a paranoiac type of thing. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yes.
9 people injured, including, of course, children. I suppose you could say it could have been worse if he pulled out a machine gun type weapon and just started plowing people, such a crowded area. But it is so frustrating to hear yet another one of these stories. And I don't know if there's anything, Sheriff Bouchard, that you can say to the community that can offer some comfort at this moment, but let me give you that opportunity.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, the first thing is we need to all communicate more. If somebody is having some kind of mental health crisis, you know, the best way to get in front of a situation is to have family members or loved ones communicate to a mental health professional and loop in public safety so an intervention can be had. I mean, if you've got somebody wandering around muttering and paranoid and has weapons and a lot of weapons, that's an inflection point where we can intervene, and it needs to happen. That's the only way you prevent tragedies like this. And, you know, we're going to always do everything we can to mitigate, but that's after it started. You know, we're going to run towards the gunfire because if they're focused on us or hearing us or shooting at us, they're not doing it to an innocent victim. So that's our motif. That's how we're going to react. But we'd like to get in front of it so we never have to go, that we get person treatment if that's what's going on, and we interdict it before it starts. And that's my message. Every one of these things that I've studied, I've been involved in. And I mean, Lord knows, Mitch, I never thought in my life I'd be responding to so many active shooters, Oxford, MSU, Rochester Hills. I had to leave a wake for one of the victims of Oxford to go to an active shooter in Orion. I mean, that's just not what I anticipated in my career, but that's where we are. And the only way we get in front of these things is with mental health people tuning in, mental health resources, mental health response teams, mental health in the community, a full continuum of services that the state and the federal government don't any longer fund, that is inpatient and outpatient. All of those things need to happen, and we're going to continue, unfortunately, see tragedy until some of these things change.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the fast response, you know, and perhaps containing what could have been a much worse situation. I always appreciate your coming on, Sheriff. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Sheriff Michael Bouchard at 760 WJR.